This is CliffCentral.com.
Hello there, it's Michael Cowan here for CliffCentral.com Futurology Show. Don't look at me like this because we're out of context.
I'm still thinking you're about to say at futurology.com.
I just thought you thought you were Gareth for a second. Like, hey, no, I welcome. This is Cliff Central, and I am not Gareth Cliff.
And I am definitely not Gareth Cliff.
What Mike said, right?
What Mike said.
Why don't you tell us about the ad handle quickly, Brett?
Yes, there. I'll try again.
Okay. Would you like to take over, Brett?
Should we start again?
Yes.
Okay. Cool. And this is CliffCentral.com.
Hello there, it's Michael Cowan here, and welcome to the Futurology Show. We've just redone this about three times because the show is completely out of context. It's a special report, so to speak. Mary Meek has just released her trends, 2017 trends, and if you hear a few bings and bangs on the desks and in the mics, it's the beer cans getting put down because it's late on a Friday afternoon and everyone's been panicking too.
It's Wednesday at 12, just saying.
No, we don't think this on Wednesday at 12.
Oh, is this not live?
No.
It's live in your
So this
head.
Is not even...
It's live right
I'm
now.
I'm here.
It's not going to be live
This
later.
Is virtually real.
This is virtually real. So,
virtually real. Shit.
So, yeah. We're rushing here.
Okay. This is cliffcentral.com, maybe.
Eventually.
I'll give it one more bash. But I quite like these outcuts, though.
I do.
You know what we actually need to do?
I might be able to fire one of these in live. No.
No, you know what we actually need to do is we need to use these as kind of like...
I'm not even going to edit this because I'm too lazy.
Exactly.
This is CliffCentral.com.
I feel like Mike says...
So, Brett, you and I seem to be the only one knowing how this works.
Okay, really? Okay. Should we do it? Yeah. Really? Go.
This is CliffCentral.com.
And welcome to the Futurology Show. We're having a little special occasion today. It's Mary Meeker's 2017 report, and we're looking at the trends, and we want to have a quick overview and a quick discussion around what these trends actually mean in South Africa. So we've got the full team together here.
Who's that?
It's Brett. And me and him.
Hello, Brett.
Now everybody knows.
Okay. Is that a stale joke, Brett?
We've got Brett Sinclair. In
Hello.
The studio.
Squirrel Rocker.
Yes.
How you doing?
Awesome. African
How's everybody out there?
Disruptor.
Yeah.
And Brett Lindsay, our philosopher.
Yeah, the digital philosopher.
Digital philosopher.
It's just, it's too broad otherwise. You know, you've got to focus on the things that plug in, turn on.
Those statements are quite focused.
Yeah, yeah.
And we've got a returning guest.
We do.
That's Justin. In the house.
Thank you.
Looking suave.
Welcoming myself.
Yeah, I know. Justin's looking pretty suave today.
Seeing you welcoming yourself, do you want to introduce yourself?
It's Friday. I'm dressed for the occasion.
Yeah, I know. He's wearing a tie.
Pink.
Exactly.
And a tie.
Is it easy to be agile in a pink sweater and a tie?
You can dodge a lot. You might be forced.
Goes a long way in covering a multitude of sins.
I think you have to be very agile.
I'm so glad we're going to get a photo with you after this.
Awesome. And moving swiftly off the pink conversation.
Agile
pink conversation.
And then obviously we have Mr. Michael Cowan.
Yes, I am here.
The Reganade.
The Reganade. That's right. For those of you who missed last week's show, go listen to last week's Nachi. Show.
Resident Nachi.
Thank you. I'm feeling quite bleak and orange about that. Justin's in pink and I'm feeling orange. So, yeah. But you know what? Back to the trends.
Yeah, that was the mandatory shit talk out the way.
It was. You know, that's just to make the guests feel calm and welcome.
Yeah. I don't know what Mike's excuse is.
Sitting in here with the three of you.
Yeah. True story. Yeah.
Teetotaler.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so for the one listener left, you're on the Futurology Show. We're talking about the digital insights that Mary Meek has just released.
And that's right.
I don't know very much about it, so I'm going to be quite open and honest about it. I know it's amazing.
Mary Meek is on my man crush list, eh?
Wow. Says a lot. Sorry, Mary. Apparently John Wayne's name was actually Mary, so.
I brought up a whole lot.
She's right up there. She's the only lady on my man crush list, but I love her. Sure, she is such a rock star. She's been doing this for, 10 years now?
No, I'm not even going to answer because I actually don't know. If you really want to know, go Google the question and Brett's Googling it for you. So Google Mr. X Google.
Who is Mary Meeker? And go.
Right, let's looking at Mary Meeker. Every year she produces this is the acclaimed trend report. Yep. So this is the 2017 trend report. It's about 360 pages long. And Justin's actually sitting in studio cribbing this by listening to the presentation through earphones at the moment. So I take it he didn't read the notes, all 365 pages of them.
Wasn't I criticized last time of not reading the brief?
Yes, you were.
Show no time.
It's a trend.
It is the trend.
The funny thing is, you still believe there was a brief. We were supposed to do a sprint you never rocked up for.
That's right. But sprinting on, like herding stray cats here.
Correct.
There are 11 thoughts that Mary Meeker put down, starting with the global internet trends. We look at online advertising and commerce, interactive games, media, the cloud. That was an interesting one for me. China internet, India internet, healthcare, global and public-private internet companies, and some macro thoughts and some closing thoughts. So I don't know if you can.
But you've got the Africa trend, Mike, surely.
You know what? No, she's actually taken Africa out of most of her stats, and I think this is a really good reason why
that's
we
just
should
junk.
Be talking.
Is it because of junk status that people don't care about us anymore?
Listen, we're not bringing
Zoomer. Does it go that far?
We're not bringing Zoomer into this conversation.
Maybe, I don't know. Nobody cares about us anymore. Yeah. Innovate in a bubble.
Yeah, you know what? It's India is an interesting country because a lot of what happens in Africa gets paralleled into India. It is late on Friday. It really is late. So I hope you guys are still listening to this podcast.
When he means late, it's actually 11:15 in the morning.
Or whatever time you listen to the podcast.
Yeah, exactly. So let's have a look at the global internet trends. As we said, there wasn't too much around Africa. But I don't know. We need to look at understand how these trends impact on Africa. Brett, your thoughts?
I think the first thought is there's 3.4 billion global internet users. And you keep thinking about that's a lot of people, right? We're nearing the 50% mark of humanity being connected. And when you start looking at the problem with, say, the rich-poor gap, this is more about a knowledge divide, right? Who's got access to knowledge and the speed of access to knowledge? So it's quite a scary thought if you combine, say, old Arthur Goldstuck's report, where he talks about the internet maturity of consumers, especially in South Africa, and it's a five-year period of getting to that maturity. So if we've only just reached 3.4 billion people, half the world does not have access to this knowledge, and there's 5 years worth of maturity lying deep into there. I guess it's exciting, or is it disturbing that we haven't penetrated deep enough, or is Africa the problem? And I see Mike and Brett looking at me because I said the word penetrated.
No, it was deep enough.
And seeing Mary Meeker because I'm one of your man crushes. Let's move quickly up. But you know what?
How deep do you want to get?
So the question is it just Africa that's missing out?
Well, you know, I think there's an interesting point because it was Serena who said, you know, the cloud starts in the ground. Mm. And maybe part of the challenge for us is the issue of connectivity. And if we look at what's happening in the internet, the global internet trends, the smartphone penetration is certainly slowing down according to these stats.
So I've got a question around that, right? So smartphone penetration, guys. I can't help myself.
This is real.
Adoption. There we go.
Let me help you out.
Thank you. Says the man in the pink shirt.
That's what my wife did to me.
Penetrated you.
Adoption.
Oh. Is that even legal? Can you even adopt a husband?
Desperately in need.
Okay. RussianHusbands.com.
Yeah. Although smartphone
penetration,
it's slowing, and it's slowing drastically, right? We're slipping below the 5% year-on-year growth, and I guess it's because what we've never really seen take up is that $50 smartphone, right? Mm-hmm. It's kind of stuck there with the high-end devices. Even the Huawei's have realized, well, if we're going to get brand traction, we're going to have to build a high-end device that goes after Apple. Even Google is going, we're going to have to put the Pixel out there. So I kind of feel like we're this lost out cousin, Brett.
But we have smart TVs now. We have connected things and we have connected cars. There's no need for the only way to be connected is our smartphone. So while there was that argument a couple of years back saying the biggest screen in the house doesn't demand the most attention because everybody's in this four-screen society.
Quite right.
Maybe we've just assimilated the fact that we can get digital connectedness everywhere without having to have a really snazzy smartphone. So sales have gone...
Well, I think...
Or leveled out, at least he said.
Leveled out, but no one's...
No one's innovating fast
enough. If you're
African
and the smartphone was sitting at $50 or less, and Nokia's proved it, we need to get it to the $25 for a high-quality device...
Yeah. 100%. You said that for years, even when you were ex-Google, you were saying, come, let's go.
And it's just not happening.
But I think we've got to also start segregating the idea of smartphones, because Apple is a smarter phone.
Is it more camera than phone? Is it more computer than camera?
It's kind of the price bracket. So you look at your Samsungs and you look at your iPhones. I mean, those are premium market smartphones. And if you look at the stats, Android is exploding in terms of growth, slowing down a little bit, but the opportunity sits in Android. And we've actually got to start thinking of smartphones in terms of segmentation. It's not smartphones and dumb phones anymore. There's high end, there's middle end, and the whole ecosystem. They are, and if we look deeper into the report, what does keep coming out again and again is the experience. Justin's looking at me a bit vague because he hasn't read the report, but no. But we'll get into the
deeper. I've got a ton of answers coming through my head.
Yeah, you do. I can see it. Was that what that look was for? but you know, if we look at the report, the idea of experiences gets there's a lot of things happening here in the background. The idea of the experience becomes pretty predominant.
What about the Nokia 3310? It's a new smartphone. It's better priced.
Have you seen? It's not a smartphone.
It says it's Android, doesn't it?
No. Isn't it? Is it? I didn't think it was. The new versions of Nokia are Android.
It's got a nice new sassy
Symbian or Symbian kind of flavor. So it's exciting again. So out of the 3.4 billion global internet users, 2.8 billion on smartphones. I mean, I get excited because it starts really shifting the distribution, and it really starts enabling, say, real cloud platform plays. Mm, so, 100%. You know, we're seeing all these big shifts in platforms, whether it's artificial intelligence, whether it's Internet of Things. That's happening because of this 2.8 billion base.
100%.
What I'd love to see out of a report is that churn. So a lot of these devices are starting to reach end of life. They're built for 2 years, 3 years, and they're going to start churning off. You still hear of record sales from Samsungs and iPhones. So I'd love to see that split, that differentiation of what's new in the market, what's fading out, and compare that to the overall install base. I think it'll give us a better sense of kind of what is the maturity in the market, perhaps?
For sure. Yeah. And I think there's one additional element to the conversation is actually the improvement of the browser. Mm. Because the browser, you know, the old traditional browser, certainly when you had the old dumb web phones, to what the browser is today, certainly is a very different framework. And the ability and the functionality that the browser is becoming and your ability to deploy as a Mobi or a kind of a Mobi.
I can't believe you just said Mobi. Is this?
Well, we had WAP on when Siren was on. That was awkward.
Yes, that's right.
Talk about an awkward moment. WAP.
Yeah. WAP you.
Yeah. WAP you.
What the WAP?
Yeah. Yeah.
But you're right? I mean, look at the figures, right? Over, 50% of the internet traffic in the world? Oh, no, this is actually USA she's talking about.
Yeah.
Is now in mobile devices. And guys, we saw it in South Africa. We saw it in Google traffic, and this is about 4 or 5 years ago, where the Google internet traffic surpassed 50% of the traffic 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah.
So that's a great indicator that we're a mobile consumer base, but we don't necessarily have the same level of penetration when it comes to smartphones.
100%.
And price is pretty much the quality, the critical thing there.
Correct.
I think coverage also. So if you think about Africa, if you're coming back to Africa,
the rural outliers.
Yeah, I mean, we still have a large percentage of Africans that live outside of big cities.
Yeah.
So coverage is.
Yet most of them have phones and not toothbrushes.
Sure.
Yeah.
But they don't have the
smartphone
capability
and the infrastructure behind
exactly.
it.
Exactly. It's really SMS,
photos, cameras,
USSD, that sort of stuff, and then they're using it for photos and that basic sort of stuff. It's not really smartphones as we talk about it, where you spoke about knowledge and increasing sort of knowledge. I think it all spells opportunity. The fact that only half the world has access. The fact that the smartphone adoption is not there yet. And I mean, I'm sure there's a number of factors, but I would think that coverage is one of the major factors why you're seeing slowdown. And that's why guys like Google and Amazon are looking at creating these cheap internet solutions where they want to give Wi-Fi connectivity to everyone because they understand it, right? With that sort of slowdown, it hits them, right? Searches, yeah, all of that sort of stuff.
They have to grow the
so they have to grow coverage. And so the moment they do that, and the smartphone is at $25 to $50, you'll start to see probably an adoption and an increase again in sales. Right?
Give me a kind of feeling on the what you reckon is the length and duration. Like how far behind are we?
Oh, geez. I mean, that's how long is a piece of string, right? I mean, I think you've got the stats around 5 years around sort of adoption and being, I'd say, a savvy user of the device. But I think, I mean, it depends on what you're measuring. South Africa, South Africa, I think we're right up there, right? Yeah. I mean, when I travel to Europe or US, sometimes we're showing them some stuff to do.
Yeah.
So I think South Africa and certain cities in Africa, you know, I think of Lagos and the likes, you've got some really smart, savvy users. Mm. But those are the dense, you know, highly dense areas. South Africa has, I think, 93% coverage, which I think is an outlier in Africa. I've got no idea what the rest of Africa is, but 93% is pretty, I would think, even compared to Europe and US, that's pretty high.
Pretty high. But I think there's also practicality. You know, if we look at the use of smartphones, I've just had to upgrade, and my irritation was my battery was dying. So now, what do I do with that second smart, my old smart device? I pass
you
it
give
on.
It to somebody. Hopefully, they're discerning enough that they say this is a shit phone now because the battery does keep dying.
Exactly, but this is exactly the problem. This is exactly the problem because you keep using, you know, if a battery's dying and you're in a rural village where you don't actually have access to electricity. And it's these practical implications that come into play around the usage of device. And it's not always just about the cost of data and the functionality of the data. But if you have to recharge a device every 3 hours, it's actually useless. So there are some very, very practical implications.
Yeah.
But Brett, before we jump on, there's just one question I wanted to ask you, and you can say no if you want to. Do you have an understanding of the usage numbers based on your experience through the channels that you guys operate in terms of smart devices versus feature phone kind of, I'm not sure if you're at liberty to
no,
share
no, I
this.
Can share. I can share the kind of high percentages and it does also, it kind of leans on the services and how we offer services. So if I look at the financial sector, when you look at the high-end devices like iPhone, we're sitting at about 12% of our user base are using financial services in that space.
Yeah.
Android's the predominant player in smartphones with literally Windows sitting at about 4 or 5%. The interesting part is that double that volume is actually still coming through USSD. And so we spend a lot of time reinvesting in USSD while a lot of the other financial services, they did a great job in offering some good services there. We're still seeing traction. And I think it's also because banks are not really that financially inclusive. So the more inclusive they are by offering better services over these channels, I still think we'll see a lot of growth through these non-data channels, right?
Interesting.
And that could be a problem. Mm. Or I don't know. It would be interesting how it affects the maturity of the internet in our kind of landscape.
Yeah. Do you think that from an African perspective, we don't have the right amount of relevant content for people to warrant using smartphones to the same degree as
you've nailed that on
Europe
the head.
Western.
So I mean, I remember the Google days. We invested a lot of time in getting translators to really start translating the Google services, and a lot of keyword analysis was done. And your top language across, say, let's just take South Africa for now. 98% of the keywords were English.
Yeah,
98% of the content out there was English.
So it doesn't even matter if your rural outlier people had connectivity, had infrastructure, the relevance is gone.
Afrikaans is at 1.2%, and then you got down to African languages. Now, that's a problem, right? Because it means that people aren't confident to search in their own languages because they're not going to find content in their own languages.
Yeah.
And you're opening up a big problem.
So that was meant to be a small little comment, but it opened up a worm.
I think it's also a chicken and egg scenario, though, because the guys aren't creating, the local people aren't creating the content because there's no audience.
Yeah. Right? Cool.
And I think just in terms of that, what it does mean is really the next point in the slide deck, and that's probably why she had it, was about online advertising.
Yeah.
So what we're going to do is cover that in our next episode, right?
Yes. Yes, we are.
Okay.
With a much faster introduction.
Our introductions are never fast.
No, we love our introductions.
We wallow into them.
Ah, I see.
That's can crazy. We wallow out of this one now?
Yeah, I'm done.
No,
I'm
done. I think we should do a proper tidy up. Can I do a tidy up of it
yeah.
just at the end? Good.
Done.
So I think it's been an interesting evaluation of the first set of criteria that we've been looking at in the deck around the landscape and trying to figure out how it affects the African perspective. I'm really looking forward to getting all three of you back on the show for our next episode, where we're going to look at online advertising.
Yeah.
That is truly the backbone of the internet, right? It's where the revenues come from.
100%.
So, guys, thanks for this episode. Justin, absolute pleasure having you on the show.
You can go
Mike.
Now.
Thanks, guys. Yeah. I'll change out of my pink outfit.
This is
The Futurology Show.
On
GlyphCentral.com.
And we're out.
On Thank Friday.
You, everybody. Bye.
This is CliffCentral.com.